For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Can the arts influence thinking on scientific debates like the discussion surrounding climate change? A program in Lansing this week aims to do exactly that. The program is called Hope Takes the Stage, and organizer Melissa Kaplan says it's part of a worldwide series of readings and performances of short climate change plays coinciding with the UN Conference of the Parties. She explains.
Climate change theater action includes the word action, and part of the intent of these events is that people will be able to take action when they leave. And that might be a very personal action of changing some small thing that they do. It could be increasing recycling. It could be getting information from some of the resources that we're going to have available.
An organization called Science Debate is a partner in the Lansing program. Cheryl Kirschenbaum is executive director.
Science Debate is a nonpartisan initiative that encourages candidates running for office to address science policy issues prior to Election Day. So we've been around for a decade. We've worked with every presidential candidate starting in 2008 to answer a set of science policy questions that we put forth with the National Academies and AAAS and a bunch of big science institutions. Because the idea is that for democracy to work, we need to be as informed as we possibly can be. So 2018, we're opening up 10 questions to every candidate running for House, Senate, and governor across the United States. We announced this just a couple weeks ago, and we're already getting some candidates' responses, and they're all going to be on our website at sciencedebate.org.
So where does theater fit in? Melissa Kaplan tells me the process required the winnowing down of options provided by the global organization.
The organizers solicited plays from playwrights around the world. There are 50 plays. They are from 25 different countries and cultures, and they are 1 to 5 minute plays. You need to pick at least one of those plays. I read all the plays. I had my top 10. I immediately thought of Anna Szabo, who is an LCC theater alum, still a student there working as a supplemental instructor. I've seen her on stage. I've seen the work that she's directed, and I thought she'd be a good collaborator. She read those 10. She picked her top two, and she's directing those two. Heath Sartorius is an actor in one of her plays, and there was another play that just kind of stuck with me that I really wanted us to do, and I thought he'd be a good director for that. There's one that is a one-woman piece, and I think of it really as a mother's lament and her hope for the future. It's by a Scottish playwright, Claire Duffy. Another one is a bit tongue-in-cheek with a professor kind of questioning and riffing with a Sappho-like figure. And then the third is somewhat comic, but a bit pointed, and it is called Homo Sapiens. It's by Chantal Bilodeau. She is one of the co-founders of this event.
There also will be a piece by performance artist Scott Crandall called Visions for the End of the World.
I see him coming. Quetzalcoatl, the ancient Mayan god, late from a failed 2012 doomsday, but coming now and soon. He won't be the Quetzalcoatl of old. He will be made of junk mail. Hot deals on his glossy wings to bring us salvation and savings from pesky mortality and horrific monotony with 58-inch flat screens at just $799.99.
Scott Crandall's performance piece is extremely imaginative and moving. It's a little bit more abstract in that it's based on poetry. It does tell the story. It tells the story of a shipwrecked prophet in the future who is maybe returning to the past or maybe going forward, and it's not clear what happened, but he's exploring that. I found this piece very intriguing. It's funny, it's dark, and I leave with a sense of hope.
Hope Takes the Stage, Climate Change Theater Action, is Tuesday night at 7:30 at the Robin Theater in Lansing. For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.